Shalom to all Shalvim alumni across the globe. It is again my pleasure to learn with you in this week's edition of Sem Torah for Parshat Shemini. I wanted to focus our attention on Perek Yud Aleph in Parshat Shemini, which describes the halachot of kosher and unkosher animals, which animals we may eat and which animals we may not eat. Now, the Torah itemizes with regards to some of the animals specific criteria by which we may know if the animals are kshérim or not. And for other animals, the other kinds of animals, the Torah simply gives us a list. Famously, with regards to the first category, the behemot and chayot, the Torah says they have to chew their cud and have split hooves. Similarly, with regards to the fish, the Torah says they need to have scales and fins. But then when it comes to birds, the Torah doesn't identify even a single sign, a single physical characteristic, or even a behavioral characteristic by which we can know if a bird is kasher or not. But the Torah itemizes for us all of the birds that are not kasherim. Of course, some of these things are not necessarily so helpful to us in our day and age because we can't know. There's no real unanimous opinion among the different mefarshim, which animals the Torah has identified. Some of the animals are a little bit clearer, and some are subject to a wide dispute, and that can be researched in the Living Torah and in Da'at Mikra, among other places. In any case, with regards to the birds, again, it's clear the Torah doesn't tell us what makes a bird kasher or not, but simply gives us a list of those birds that are not kasherim. Okay, afterwards, of course, the Torah also identifies other categories of animals, smaller animals, animals that crawl on the ground, and animals that are insects, animals that creep on the ground. The difference in creeping and crawling is not our focus for today. In any case, the question that many Mefarshim have dealt with over the centuries is what makes an animal kasher or not. And of course, the Torah has told us already, but what I mean is, why is it that Hashem decided that these specific animals, which are acceptable, and why did Hashem decide that other animals are unacceptable? There's a lengthy discussion of this. I mean, there are many lengthy discussions, but I'll draw your attention to one relatively recent article, which was written by Rabbi Meir Soloveitchik in 2006 in a journal called Azur. The article is called Locusts, Giraffes, and the Meaning of Kashrut. And I want to just mention some highlights of what Rabbi Soloveitchik talks about from Chazal, and then we'll see what we can do with that in the few minutes that we have. Rabbi Soloveitchik first identifies a Rambam in Chelek Gimel, Perek Mem Chet of Mora HaNevuchim, in which the Rambam says the reason that many animals are deemed unfit is simply because they are unhealthy, unhealthy for the body. He says the pig is the filthiest animal, and it's unfathomable. We just can't imagine such a thing that the Torah would allow us. The Torah, which is careful about our cleanliness and the cleanliness of the camp, that the Torah would allow us to eat an animal which is so filthy. He says if the Jews were to eat pork, then the Jewish home, the Jewish camp, would be far dirtier. And therefore, it just goes against the Torah's overarching value of cleanliness and health to allow us to eat unkosher animals. These animals are singled out for their unhealthy elements. The Ramban similarly says that eating the birds that the Torah has identified as not fit for consumption, that eating those birds is also bad for the health. But the Ramban has a nuanced approach. He says it's not just that they're unhealthy, it's that they have their negative behavior is reflected by and contributes to bad blood. And the Ramban's words over here in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Rabbeinu Lamdu Simanim Be'ofot. Chazal, even though the Torah doesn't give signs, Chazal had signs for for which birds are acceptable and unacceptable. Vehin lehakir behen she'ein bal otan simanim mina minin ha'ela asurim, so that a person can know if they find a bird out in the wild, they can know if it fits the Torah's list or not. Ve'asiman ha'gadol be'ofot, hi hadrisa shekol of hadores le'olam tamei. Ki ha'Torah harchikatu mipnei she'damo michumam l'achzariyuto, v'shachor v'gas u'molid ha'mirira ha'srufa ha'shecharchoret. Notein achzariyut b'leiv. The Ramban says the great sign among the birds is that they are predatory. They hunt down other animals and with their claws and eat them in a cruel manner, but this is not simply a function of their behavior, it's also biological, and in that their actual bodies convey, they contain and convey an unhealthy blood, which therefore Hashem doesn't want people to eat either. The Sefer HaChinuch follows and follows along the this line in Ramban and Ramban. However, Abravanel rejects this approach, and he has three questions, three challenges for the approach that the animals are listed as unkosher because they are unhealthy. Abravanel lists again three questions. The first is, if this is so, then the Torah is simply a medical textbook, that the primary or maybe sole criterion by which the animal's fitness is determined is its health benefits, which simply goes against other overarching principles of the Torah, that the Torah is not simply a book about the physical world, but about spiritual values as well. Second of all, Abravanel says, it's not true. If it were true that these animals would be are all unhealthy, and the only reason the Torah prohibits certain animals is that they are unhealthy, so why is it, Abravanel says, that that the Gentiles who eat these animals are very healthy. In fact, Abravanel says, more so than the Jews. Third of all, if this is so, then the Torah also should have forbidden unhealthy, harmful, and perhaps poisonous vegetation. So the Abravanel rejects out of hand this approach that the Torah's decision, determination of which animals are kosher and unkosher, is simply a function of which animals are healthy and what foods are healthy and unhealthy. Let me draw your attention to Rabbi Soloveitchik's conclusion, and we'll expand that for just a moment. If we look carefully at Perek Yud Aleph, so the Torah at the end of the list of the kosher animals says the following: Lehavdil bein hatamei uvein hatahor uvein achaya ne'achelet uvein achaya asher lo te'achel. This is simply distinguishing. The Torah has given you a list to distinguish. And in fact, Rabbi Soloveitchik says it's tied more generally to a principle in Sefer Vayikra that the Jewish people have to be separate and elevated from the rest of the world. The primary reason for the dietary laws, therefore, is that the Jews maintain their own distinction and space. The Pasuk says in Vayikra Chav Parashat Kedoshim, Pasuk Havav, V'yitem li kedoshim ki kadosh ani Hashem, va'avdil etchem min ha'amim lihiyot li. On that Pasuk, Rashi quotes a midrash that says a person shouldn't look at the prohibitions of the Torah, prohibited animals, and say, oh, they're disgusting to me, I don't want them. But rather, the truth is, maybe I do want them. In fact, everything else being equal, of course I want them. The only reason that I refrain from eating them is simply because Hashem said these things are prohibited. In other words, this is a chok, and these should be seen among the chukim. Hashem sometimes says, I don't need to tell you why, but what you need to know is that some things are acceptable and some things are unacceptable, and your calling is to understand that you must listen to me and to trust me that what I say is good for you. But fundamentally, I'm the commander, I am the creator, and you must listen to me. In particular, when the Pasuk says, V'yitem li kedoshim, this reminds us again of the Pasuk at the beginning of Kedoshim. And the Ramban over there, Rashi and Ramban, who say that Kedusha is a function of self-control. It's a function of extra separation from things that are very desirable. And perhaps that really should be the key with which we look at the parasha. Of course, we can't itemize the Chazal and the Chachamim through the ages discussed at length what the basis is for a kosher animal versus a non-kosher animal, and there's no one conclusion. But one thing that we can say is the Torah tells you that eating is a holy act, and eating can be elevated by not simply following the whim to eat whatever it is that's in front of you, but saying some things are acceptable and some things are unacceptable. And if you can control yourself in that way, you raise yourself and elevate yourself to Kedusha in the service of Hashem. For more details, or a particular explanation for why each animal may or may not make the list, that is an open question, and I invite you to explore it for yourselves. Shabbat Shalom.